أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يجمعكم ليوم الجمع ذلك يوم التغابن ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يكفر عنه سيئاته ويدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار خالدين فيها وبئس المصير صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the people of the past, that in this world they had tasted the punishment of Allah. In the hereafter they will continue to taste the punishment of Allah. Two reasons. One, they did not accept the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam as the Nabis of Allah. And secondly, they denied the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنُ. That beware of the day of Jam, the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather you, O insan. All insan, all jinnat, all mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall gather, liyawm al-jam'i, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of gathering. In other words, there will be nobody, no soul that will be able to escape the resurrection, the day of qiyamah, the gathering, the standing in front of Allah, the accountability, and all that that will happen on the day of qiyamah. Nobody will be able to escape that. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنُ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the day of تَغَابُنُ. تَغَابُنُ, mutual gain and loss. This will be the day when some will gain and others will lose. Some ulama have explained this gain and this loss by way of a hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for each individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares an abode in Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares an abode in Jahannam. When a person has been granted Jannah by the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then before he takes his abode in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him the abode of Jahannam. Now for him, it is a great gain. On the other hand, Allah forbid that a person that is going to Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his abode in Jannat, and that will be a very great loss for that person. So this will be the day of gain and the day of loss. Gain for some, loss for the others. Then the very famous hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that who is a pauper, who is an insolvent, a poor person, so they replied from the material point of view that that person that has no wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a true pauper is that person that will come with heaps of amal, actions, insofar his salat, his zakat, his sadaqah, his charities, and all the other good deeds are concerned. But because he had slandered, he had hurt others, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give from his deeds to those individuals whom he had aggrieved. And when there are no good deeds left, then their evil deeds will come upon him. So again, the person had an accumulation of amal, but that accumulation of amal will be lost to him and gained to someone else. That person's ill deeds will be taken away from him, so he will gain and this person will lose. So it is a day of mutual gain, mutual loss, that people will gain and people will lose. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also stated that even when a person gets Jannat, there will be that grief that if only I had done more in this world, I had carried out more amal, more deeds. So he will be making this hasrat, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. He will have this regret of the loss of the time that he had squandered in this world, which was not passed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that will be the grief of the loss, although there may be gain for that individual. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this day, the day of Qiyamah, At-Taghabun. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. And whoever brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, and he practices righteously, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will efface, Allah will erase from him his ill deeds. وَيُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. He will remain in it forever and ever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the mighty, the great success. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who disbelieve. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And they refute or deny our signs or our verses. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Then they are the people of the fire of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain in it forever. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And it is an evil abode. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us gain in this dunya also, at the time of maut in qabr and akhirat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.